And I'd now like to mark a year since the concluding document from the 2008 Synod of the Bishops on the Word of God in the Life and Mission of the Church was published here in the Vatican. The title of this document, referred to as a post-synodal apostolic exhortation, is a deliberate reference of the key Vatican II documents, De Verbum, and sheds light on the past 40 years or so of theological, pastoral and practical reflection on the centrality of the scriptures in the life, the liturgy and the witness of all Christian churches. Among those taking part in the 2008 Synod was Monsignor Timothy Verdon, Professor of Sacred Art at the Theological University of Central Italy. He explains how we can preach the Word of God through sacred art. Give me a concrete example of how you can preach with images. Is that possible? Is it along the lines of what the old lectionaries with the illuminated texts once had? Is it possible?
Of course, in many churches in Italy and in Europe, but even in churches in more recent Catholic situations, think of the New World, I think of South America, I think of mission countries in Africa, there are normally images. Catholic Christianity, especially liturgical spirituality, normally furnishes a visual focus for the believer. If the preacher, commenting the words of Scripture, talks in mere words, people will try to listen, but their attention wanders. If the preacher finds a way to relate what he is saying to the images that are there in the church, people's attention is riveted. A simple example, the crucifix above the altar is an invitation to remind people that the bread and wine offered by the community and accepted by God become the very body and blood of Christ crucified. The Eucharist is the unbloody but real presence of the fullness of his moral and physical gift to us on the cross. And one could cite many other examples.
Why do you think images are so powerful in communicating the mystery of the Word? Do you think they play on our emotions? Do they break away from the restraint of words? Words can sometimes leave us passively hemmed in,
yes,
by reason.
Yes. In English, we have popular expression, which is very accurate and for which there are equivalents in most languages, that a picture is worth a thousand words. And that is because the words individually can describe only one small aspect of something. As a man or woman listens, he or she has to put them together to come to the final image. The image presents it all at once. An example. In the Vatican Treasury, there is a superb object given by a Byzantine emperor to a pope in the 6th century. It's called the Crux Vaticana. It is a large gold cross, positively bristling with gems and ancient cameos. It says more in the first instant you see it than one could say in a shelf full of books, because it immediately obliges the viewer to recognize the paradox of our faith, that that which was humiliating and a punishment and a source of death, the cross, in the mystery of Christ's Easter resurrection becomes glorious. I mean, to see a golden cross in the 6th century when the object was made, a cross studded with gems, would be like today seeing an electric chair in platinum studded with diamonds. You were looking at what was still clearly recognizable as an object of punishment for criminals, but which had been transformed into gold and gems, and your imagination was simply overwhelmed by the wonder of an impossible paradox that in Christ becomes true. Death which becomes life, humiliation which becomes glory. It's exactly the same thing. The cross for them was not a tame religious object yet. It was still recognizable as that instrument on which criminals were crucified. To interpret it in gold with gems was to say, he who was without sin made himself into sin for us, and the Father has raised him to glory.
But excuse me, most people don't have the doctrinal tools to understand that.
You don't really need a lot of doctrinal tools. Everyone knows that Christ died on the cross. To see the cross interpreted in expensive and rare materials invites you to make that shift, invites you to ask yourself, well, why is this instrument of obrobrium here interpreted in a glorious way? To be sure, the preacher or the teacher, the catechist, can be of enormous help in helping people focus their attention, understand what they see and why there's something wrong with it, and helping them see what the meaning is.
And many thanks there to Monsignor Timothy Verdon, Professor of Sacred Art at the Theological University of Central Italy. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.